making the profane holy. Her priests have violated my law, and have profaned mine holy things. They have put no difference between the holy and profane, neither have they shewed difference between the unclean and the clean, and have hid their eyes from my Sabbaths, and I am profaned among them. Ezekiel 22:26. Many professing Christians in modern-day society think they can legitimize their sin by putting the word Christian in front of their favorite idol or favorite sin. Here are a few examples. Christian rap, Christian heavy metal, Christian tattoos, Christian gays and lesbians. What's next? Christian pedophiles? Christian bank robbers? Or perhaps Christian drug dealers? If you are offended by this message, then it's time for you to repent. Forsake your sin, forsake your idols, and seek God on His terms, not yours. Throw your idols into the fire to be burned. Cast off your filthy garments and put on the white robes of righteousness washed in the blood of the Lamb. Stop being ashamed of being in the world and not of it. Either you're a pilgrim and an outcast in this world, or you're in love with it and the lusts thereof. You can't serve two masters. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Romans 13:12.